I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, this is Steelwell from South Carolina again. I hope I'm not spamming your phone, because I've tried it a few times, and I'm not sure it went through. I'm honestly not sure what all happened, and plus, I honestly got kind of nervous and got a little bit of stage fright, so I had to try talking this through a few times, but I really want to hear what y'all think of this story that I've got. I'm going to try to be as concise as possible, but, like, I feel like I need to get a lot of context. So my family has always kind of experienced a lot of weird things, but my parents are really, they're Christian, and they believe in, like, angels and demons and spirits, but we don't necessarily believe in ghosts. So my parents would, like, acknowledge when weird things would happen, but they never really want to, like, talk about it extensively. They're just kind of like, oh, yeah, that weird thing happened. Let's talk about it maybe 5 minutes and then move on with our lives. That's their kind of attitude about it. But I was always one who wanted to, like, really, I don't know, investigate things. So I think that's part of the reason why I feel like I got the most attention from whatever it was that would, you know, freak us out or be weird. And around when I was 12 or 13, it was just a really intense time for my family. Like, there was just a lot of family drama. My little been born. grandparents were in and out of hospitals. It was a really, like, really hard time for all of us. So I don't think that was the coincidental that that's when a lot of weird, unexplainable things kept happening, mostly just weird noises. But it was a lot that would happen, you know, in a short span of time. And I knew I wasn't the only one hearing it because my mom said she heard some stuff too. But that's another story for another time. But, see, around this time, I would hear these footsteps walking into my bedroom. And this was during the daytime, so, like, I could see it happening. And no one was walking in, but I could hear the footsteps walking in. And the carpet in my bedroom, the people who put it down didn't do a very good job. So there are certain places where the carpet kind of buckles, and it just looks like a big wrinkle across the floor. It's kind of funny. But steps, I would see those wrinkles sink down like someone was stepping on it. And those footsteps would always walk in, go to the foot of my bed, and stop. I never heard them leave. And that happened like two or three times. I can't remember how many times. But in hindsight, you know, that's really creepy. But at the time, weird things were just became so commonplace that I didn't really think too much about it. It was like, oh, well, that's weird. Okay, moving on with my homework or whatever. So that would happen. Eventually, our lives got a little bit better, and the drama kind of settled down, and all the paranormal, unexplainable things just kind of fizzled out, and it was just, yeah. So fast forward to 2017, and I had become a Christian, and yeah, like, I kind of forgot about a lot of the weird stuff that would happen at that point. Well, suddenly, out of the blue, one night, I just woke up in a panic, and I guess I'd fallen asleep with the lamp on, because the lamp was on when I woke up, and I could see in my room, and I could see in the doorway, there was this black shadow silhouette figure standing there perfectly still. I can't remember exactly its shape. It's kind of vague, like from a dream. I think I might remember some details, but it's also very vague. So all I really can say I remember is that it was like a cloaked figure, looked like he was in a robe or something, and it was hunched over, and it was standing still, staring at me from the doorway. And I'm thinking, oh my word, this thing's going to attack me. Like, I need to get up and I need to fight this thing. So I try to get up, but then that's when I realize, wait, hold on, this is really bizarre, because my body's facing the wall and I am looking at this thing. Like, if my body's facing the wall, that I can't be staring at this thing in the doorway. So basically, it's like I was having a, like, out-of-body experience, because suddenly, once I realized that, my line of vision kind of panned around the room, like I rolled over to my opposite side, back into my body. And once I did that, I realized I can't move at all. Like, I can't move anything except my left hand. My left hand's the only thing that wants to move. And my left arm, I should say, was draped across the in between the wall and the mattress. So I could just barely move it, but it was really limp, and it just kind of, it was almost like it was asleep or something like that, and I just kind of barely moved it up. And I remember trying to pry my head off the pillow. It weighed like a freaking bowling ball. It was intense. It was insane. And I'm just thinking, oh my word, my back's turned to this thing. It could come up and attack me any moment. I have to, like, get up and attack this thing. So I'm frantically trying to move, trying to get up. All of a sudden, I shot up in bed. I can move. I look around. Nothing's there. And then I thought clearly, and then I thought, I just need to pray, praying this entire time. So I just prayed, you know, the blood of Jesus rained down on the situation. Please protect me from any demons. And I guess I fell asleep after that, because I don't remember anything else up to that point. But it's funny, because I woke up the next morning at 5 a.m. to go to work. I didn't I barely remembered it. Like, it was like a dream, like a nightmare. Like, I kind of remembered it, but I just brushed it off and went about my day. Well, the next afternoon, I get back home from my shift at work, and my mom comes up to me and she goes, "Stilo, I need to tell you something when your siblings aren't around." And I was like, "Oh no, what am I in trouble for now?" But she tells me that she, in the middle of the day, went to read a book with my brother and sister. They were like 4 and 6 at the time. And they sat on the couch, and then both my siblings were like, "There's someone walking in the hallway." And my mom was like, "I don't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no one in the hallway." But they were so insistent. So finally she gets up. They all get up. They go look down the hallway. No one's there. They go and sit back down. And as soon as she opens the book again, the dog gets up and starts barking at the hallway. So clearly there was something there. And as soon as she tells me that story, I remember what happened to me the night before. So my theory is that this thing had been haunting me before I was a Christian, and it would come into my room and stuff like that. And who knows what it was doing, I guess just staring at me. But it wasn't until I became a Christian that it became really angry with me, because then it didn't have as much power over me. And it did something to me, though, because I couldn't think clearly or move. But God protected me, and it couldn't come in my room. And then I guess what my siblings heard, the same thing leaving. So I want to know what your thoughts on this is. So, yeah, thank you again for everything that y'all do. I love the environment on this podcast. I love how open-minded y'all are. I really want to hear what y'all think about this. Yeah, y'all have a blessed day now.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.